The Texas Senate has saved legislation designed to strengthen the state's border with Mexico. Today is Friday, May 19th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
I appreciate you starting the end of your week with the Texas Minute. Left-wing activists are very mad about legislation protecting children from being mutilated and sterilized. Coming up, we'll find out what they're planning on doing about it. But first, freshman Republican State Representative Frederick Frazier of McKinney is finding himself in even hotter water from alleged actions he took during last year's campaign. Frazier's a Dallas police officer facing serious professional and legal fallout over campaign sign shenanigans he allegedly perpetrated during the 2022 primary elections that resulted in criminal charges being filed against him. Frazier's accused of claiming to be a code compliance officer and from that fake identity vandalizing signs promoting his GOP primary opponent. Frazier, of course, denies the charges. The Dallas Police Department placed Frazier on administrative leave last June after he was indicted on two felony counts of impersonating a public servant. Those criminal charges led to an internal investigation of Frazier's actions. According to newly obtained documents from the Dallas Police Department's Internal Affairs Division, investigators found evidence that Frazier committed three violations of the Dallas Police Department's Code of Conduct related to the campaign incident. The documents also cite video evidence allegedly showing Frazier at multiple locations where he's accused of committing the crimes. Legislation addressing tenure in Texas's public universities was delayed in the state house on Thursday, putting its future in jeopardy. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wanted to end tenure, which is what the Texas Senate passed in the form of Senate Bill 18. The House Committee on Higher Education substantially altered the measure to instead standardize procedures for awarding and removing tenure at Texas's public colleges. The measure was supposed to be considered yesterday by the entire House, but was delayed, meaning that unless it passes in the next couple of days, it's dead. May 23rd is the last day for the House to consider legislation that originated in the Senate. Now that both the Texas House and Senate have approved a measure banning child gender mutilation practices by doctors and hospitals, the American Civil Liberties Union and other leftist groups have announced plans to file a lawsuit against the state. A group of left-wing organizations claim the procedures are medically necessary. Experts, of course, disagree. Governor Greg Abbott apparently isn't too worried about the threatened lawsuit. He's promised to sign the legislation as soon as it reaches his desk. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Most politicians are lying to you. I know because I've been behind the curtain. Join me, Jeff Kaysen, as I tell you the truth about what's really happening behind closed doors on my podcast, Backroom Access. Listen weekly wherever you find your favorite podcast.
As the border crisis continues, the Texas Senate Committee on Border Security has strengthened proposed border security legislation. You might recall that Republican House Speaker Dade Phelan sided with Democrats to kill a landmark border security bill. House conservatives later attached parts of it in a severely weakened form to another measure, but citizens have been calling on the Texas Senate to strengthen it. Republican State Senator Brian Birdwell of Granbury was apparently happy to oblige them. He's the chairman of the Senate Committee on Border Security and the Senate sponsor of the legislation. Under Birdwell's reconstituted measure, the state's projected border security needs are funded, including providing border region courts with resources for dealing with border-related offenses and compensating property owners for damages caused by illegal crossings. It also creates a state border security force under the Texas Rangers at the Texas Department of Public Safety. Border security advocates are worried the legislation still doesn't go far enough in granting state officials the authority to repel the invasion by illegal aliens. Meanwhile, since the federal government isn't doing its job, legislation is heading to Governor Greg Abbott's desk that authorizes him to enter into a multi-state border security compact. This will allow states to join together to share intelligence and combine resources to combat illegal activity. And yes, it includes possibly building a border barrier wall. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sydney Henry, Daryl Frost, Katie Marshall, and Aaron Anderson. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.